Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says he'll go back to court to get documents compiled by President Trump's Voter Fraud Commission, which has now been dissolved. A federal judge recently ruled that Dunlap's entitled to the commission's working papers, but now the Department of Justice is arguing that he can't have the documents because the commission is disbanded and Dunlap is no longer a member of it. Steve Missler has more.
Dunlap's attorney asked for the documents shortly after Trump disbanded the commission last week. The response from the Justice Department came late Friday, which argued that because the Voter Fraud Commission is no more, the Trump administration is no longer required to grant Dunlap access to its working papers.
The courts have spoken quite strongly here, and what the Justice Department does here is they basically flip off the court. I was actually stunned at the way they put it, you know, and I thought it was contemptuous. I thought it was arrogant.
The Justice Department argues that the commission's working papers are not public documents, and that because Dunlap is effectively a member of the public and no longer part of the commission, its records should be sealed. Dunlap previously enlisted the legal assistance of American Oversight, a D.C. watchdog group, to sue the commission after asserting that it had shut him out of its work. He prevailed in that lawsuit, and he believes he will a second time.
I want to know, you know, what moves they are contemplating, what changes they're contemplating or recommending to either legislatures or the Congress.
Dunlap believes the commission's work is of vital public interest, especially if it leads to nationalized election policy, such as voter ID or voter registration restrictions.
So I think there's something here that's really, really critical to the American people, and that's how we conduct our elections.
Dunlap says any policy changes affecting elections could be pursued by the Department of Homeland Security, the agency President Trump has charged with fighting voter fraud, now that he's disbanded a controversial commission that failed to validate voter fraud as a problem. Dunlap says he's huddling with his legal advisors to determine when and how he'll challenge the Justice Department's decision to keep those commission documents secret. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.